You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Each day, war, violence and persecution force thousands of families to flee their homes. To escape, they leave everything behind. Everything except their hopes and dreams for a safer future. On June the 20th, the world commemorates the courage, the strength and the resilience of the some 60 million refugees in the world today. On this special day, the Jesuit Refugee Service, JRS, is asking all of us not only to provide refugees with a safe place to stay, but with opportunities to grow and contribute to society. The very things Pope Francis has called for again and again, as he has reached out to refugees in countless occasions and made appeals to world leaders and policymakers. The director of JRS, International Jesuit Father Tom Smolich, explained to me why this year JRS is using the theme Open Minds, Unlock Potential.
Open Minds, Unlock Potential. This clearly ties into JRS's focus on education among refugees and also our Mercy in Motion campaign this year, paralleling the Pope's Year of Mercy, opening our hearts, inviting people to focus on the real needs of refugees. And we see education as one of those tied-in needs, which is so, so important. You know, Linda, about 2% of the money going to refugee needs goes to education. How can we expect people to be able to improve their lives? How can we expect people to be able to make a difference wherever they wind up, whether they stay where they are, whether they go back to their homes, whether they are resettled or relocated somewhere else, if they don't have the education to make a difference? That's what we are trying to say with this year's motto. Give people a chance. Allow them to learn what, at least some of what most of us take for granted. You'll unlock the potential. There's spiritual potential in this, we would say. There's human potential. There's economic potential. There is the grace that comes with being able to do what one is called to do by God. It's all tied up in that. Open minds, unlock potential.
We've been following your Mercy in Motion campaign ever since the beginning of the Year of Mercy.
Yes.
How is it going?
I'm happy with it. I think what it's enabled us to do is to give people a way to tie in the reality of refugees, to tie it into the human realities that Pope Francis is talking about. I think it's also been a sort of a catchy way, frankly, to remind people constantly that this is what the Pope means when he says we need to take refugees seriously, we shouldn't get annoyed, the globalization of indifference, all those phrases that he's constantly using tie back to how do I put my own mercy in motion? We try and help people do that.
We talk about refugees every day. It's become the defining issue of our time.
I think so. Certainly in 2016, when we look back, we will realize that 60 million refugees really became a global issue. We understood that this is not happening here and there, but it is all connected. The challenges that people on the move are facing them all over the world. How do we respond to this global phenomenon, I think, is the challenge that all of us have right now.
Even at the weekly general audience, Pope Francis mentioned refugees. He said, sometimes we are annoyed, we're bothered when we see poor people, refugees on the streets, but you must open your minds and your hearts.
Yeah, obviously. We all, I think, we look at this situation right now and a lot of us can feel overwhelmed. We can be frustrated. We want to blame them for the situation that they find themselves in. It's bigger than any one person. Obviously, each of us makes choices, but the phenomenon that people are being forced to move for all sorts of reasons and balancing that, the right that everybody has to their basic human rights of food, clothing, shelter, and I would say especially safety these days, is the balancing factor. And I think that's what the Pope is trying to remind us of. We may get irritated, we may get annoyed, but this is my sister, this is my brother. She is entitled to the basic gifts, the basic rights that I have as well.
The Pope also speaks to policymakers and leaders. He's done so on many occasions. What impact do you think his words are having on the world scenario?
Well, I think we could try and imagine the situation without his words right now. Certainly, some of these electoral contests have turned out to be quite close. I think the fact that the Pope keeps reminding people, I would want to say, of our better selves, of our higher selves, those instincts that I think are deeply within us that say, this is my sister, this is my brother, we are all God's children, and reminding us that that's the place that we need to be making decisions out of. Not out of fear, not out of anxiety, not out of the disruptive comments that politicians would use to make their own points.
The Pope does some very strong and symbolic acts. He brought back from Lesbos three families of refugees. What do you think of that kind of action?
Well, it's phenomenal. I mean, fundamentally, Pope Francis is a pastor. He leads, he thinks, he responds from a deep pastoral instinct. Really, Jesus as pastor, you know, incarnate in all of us. That's what I think he's trying to do. People accuse him of being political at times, and I want to say political is not a bad word. Political is choosing or making actions designed to bring change. So this action of bringing three families, 12 Syrians to Rome is a way of saying, folks, this is possible. This is not impossible. His going to Lesbos a couple of months ago, his first visit to Lampedusa, says, my being with these people is something that I can do. It's something that you can do as well. Last summer, when he invited parishes or communities to take one family or two families in, he didn't ask the impossible. He asked what a good student of the human soul does. He asks you for the possible. We can all, our community, our town, our whatever, can support one family. We can support two families. It's doable, and he does it himself.
World Day of Refugees, it comes and it goes, as all World Days do. What is the significance of having something like this?
You know, this is my first World Refugee Day here in Rome as the head of JRS, so I'm a little curious to find out what it means. As you said earlier, we spend all of our time talking about refugees. Even Vatican Radio these days has a lot about refugees. But what I've learned from my staff is it's one of those things which does focus attention differently. I think it's because so many different organizations are focusing on this day and saying, you know, yes, there's a lot of noise on this, but let's focus today. Let's really focus today on what this reality is and how we might be able to respond. What we are trying to do also this day is to make sure that it's one day where refugees themselves are able to speak. I mean, I do talking constantly. What we are trying to do is allow refugees' own voices to be the leaders on June 20th.
How are you going to do that?
Well, if you'll look at our website and through the things that we are sponsoring, it'll be testimonies. It'll be an opportunity for refugees to actually say what they know from their own experience.
That was Jesuit Father Tom Smolich, Director of JRS International.